Well done, ladies. Well done. Really enjoyed that. Last year, I tried to do a lot of interacting stuff with kids, and that was a hot mess. So this I think this Sunday is just short and sweet, right? Short and sweet. I love seeing everybody here this morning. I love being able to come together with our families, with our friends, with our loved ones, people we haven't seen in such a long time, to be able to celebrate Christmas, worship together. It's such a privilege to be able to come here, isn't it? To be able to openly sing, to openly celebrate, openly come together, and not just here at our church, but around the world. Millions of other people are doing this exact same thing, worshiping and celebrating this Christmas day. But as obviously, as we reflect on the good, we also reflect on what's going on around the world. I remember our persecuted brothers and sisters around the world who can't meet openly, who must meet in underground churches, who must meet in homes, in secret, who aren't able to sing out loud. We remember them this morning. We also remember those who are facing heartbreaking circumstances of war and death, injustice, slavery, and where we understand that so many of our brothers and sisters and so many people around the world are not able to do what we are doing at this very moment. And we thank God for that. We thank God for them. We thank God that He is with them regardless of their circumstances. And even as we think about them and not just pray about them, if the Holy Spirit is leading you to act and move and serve and support in some way, please do. Please do. Because what is the message we are celebrating? What is the message that draws us all together here? What is the message that was the same message that we have now that was given to Joseph, to Mary, to shepherds? That message is from Luke chapter 2. 8 through 11, which says this. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. The angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord." This is why we come to worship. This is why we come to celebrate a good news of great joy. We can see today, and in even our own lives, when we look at ourselves in the mirror, we can see that we have sinned against God. We have trying to be rulers of our own lives. We are trying to define good on our own understanding. We are trying to rule and be kings and queens over our own lives. And in doing so, we reject God. We say, "God, no, you can't do it, but I can and I will." And so we push and we push and we push to live the lives that we want to live. But look at where that gets us. Look at the global scale. Look at what that gets us. When we try to define good for ourselves, we get war, we get greed, corruption, slavery. So much evil comes when we try to define good for ourselves. We have all sinned. We have all fallen short of the glory of God. And yeah, we might be able to look at those things and say, we're not that bad. We haven't killed anyone, or we haven't, done all of these things that the Bible says not to do. But if you really look at the Bible and what it says, it shows us the condition of our heart, and it shows us that we are all sinful, that we are all rebellious. And in the same way, when we look at injustice in the world, we hope for justice. But the interesting thing is, when we hope for justice, we got to look at our own lives. And that's justice for us, right? We, after breaking the law, we, after rebelling against God, there is a consequence that needs to be paid. There's a consequence for our rebellion and our sin. And we deserve that punishment. We would deserve that wrath. But the Bible is so beautiful in that it tells us that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. God, in his love for us, came to save us. That is the message we are celebrating today. If you look into Luke chapter 15, further on in this gospel, we see a handful of stories that Jesus tells people. He shares stories about lost sheep. He shares stories about a lost coin. And he shares stories about lost sons. And in each of these stories, it reflects us. We're naturally lost like sheep. We are willfully rebellious like sons. We're purposefully hopeless like a lost coin. But again, this is why we celebrate. This is why we come together. Because it's not about us making ourselves better so that God loves us. It's not about us trying to make ourselves right before we come to church. I hear that all the time. Even when I speak to my brothers, they always say, oh, before I go to church, before I become a Christian, before whatever it is, I need to make myself right. I need to do all of this good stuff to come to Jesus or to be able to enter through these doors, to be loved by God. And the Bible is saying, no, that's not the case. It's not about what we can do to make ourselves right before God, but it's what God has done for us in coming down in the person of Jesus to provide for our greatest need. And that's to heal us of our sinfulness. This is the very heart of the Christian message. This is good news of great joy. That while we were sinners, while we deserved punishment and death and condemnation and God's full wrath, he in his love sent his son to take that upon himself for you and for me so that we can be made right with God. This is the very heart of why we celebrate this morning. This is the very heart of the Christian message. It gives us peace in Jesus because he is the solution to our greatest predicament. He is the cure for our sickness. It gives us hope in Jesus through the most difficult of circumstances because he promises to make right everything that is made wrong. And we can trust in him because of his faithfulness. It gives us joy in Jesus because we are transformed from the inside out to go and make a difference, to go and be like Jesus, to go and bring peace, to go and love and forgive. And make a difference. To be a blessing to the nations. That is the message. That is the hope. That is the peace. That is the joy and the love that we have this morning in Jesus Christ. If you are a believer and follower of Jesus Christ, go and tell it on the mountains. Right? We're going to sing that song in a minute. Go and tell it on a mountain. Go to your workplaces, go to your schools, go to even your own very families that don't know Jesus and tell them of the good news. Shout it out that Jesus saves us, that Jesus loves us. And if you are in this very room this morning and you haven't followed Jesus, that you don't think he's a savior, that you don't think he's loving, whatever circumstance you might think that Jesus is not the savior or anything like that, I ask you today to deeply consider these things. And if you want to have conversations with us. If you have difficult questions you're asking or facing, come ask them. Because we're all in this together. And we are all clinging to the hope that is in Jesus. And we want for all people to know the love of Jesus Christ. Let me end with a little verse from Charles Wesley's hymn that says, love divine, all love excelling, joy of heaven to earth come down. Fix in us thy humble dwelling, all thy faithful mercies crown. Jesus, thou art all compassion, pure, unbounded love thou art. Visit us with thy salvation. Enter every trembling heart. If you are able to call on Jesus as Savior, if you're able to call on him as Lord, truly then it can be a blessed Christmas. Truly then can it be a very merry Christmas. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your love for us, and that while we are still sinners, you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, the perfect Lamb, this perfect spotless Lamb, the blameless one, the only one who could take on our sins. You sent your Son, Jesus, to put upon himself our sinfulness, to put upon himself our punishment and the wrath that we deserved. You put it on your Son, and he died for us. But we worship you today. We worship you today because we know that Jesus didn't stay dead, but through the power of the Holy Spirit, he came back to life, overcoming sin and death. And we know and we wait, hoping in your faithful word, in your loving kindness, that one day Jesus will return to make right all that was made wrong, to heal all wounds, to have a kingdom that never ends, and a peace that rules forever. May you be glorified this day and in our lives. We pray in Jesus' name, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.